I'm really pleased that we've got David and Johnny here tonight to come and share something about the work of Gideon's. If you don't know much about them, you will know something about them, because quite often you go to an hotel and in the bedside cabinet there you'll see a Gideon's Bible. So we know something of the work that they do, but it's much more than that. And John's holding one up now that you might have seen in that cabinet. So thank you for that, John. And but the God's Word is so important, isn't it, to us, and we want to share it with others. And one way of being able to do that is to put Bibles in places where people might incidentally read them and learn something of them. In fact, we heard a story yesterday at men's breakfast where somebody had one given them as a child and didn't read it till quite a lot later, but then the words really opened up to them and God changed their life through that Word of God that is written down there in the Holy Bible. And so, David, John, it's over to you, but if you come stand here, I'd like to pray for you before we begin. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for these two brothers that have come to share with us this night. We thank you for the message that you've laid upon their hearts. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will help us to receive it and to understand and listen to about the work of Gideon's, how we may play a part in that, and how that work changes people's lives. And so bless them now as they come to share and to tell us what God has laid on their hearts for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, good evening. Nice to see you all. Some familiar faces out there. And just to tell you a little bit more about the Gideons. As you've just seen, the Gideon Bible is, and as Alan's pointed out, found in all sorts of places where people are in the highways and byways of life, as we say. Hotels and guest houses are probably the most popular place. But you also see your school children coming back from their first year in secondary school with a little testament like this. This is the New Testament and Psalms, and it is like the ordinary Bible we've used here. It has got a lot of useful notes right near the beginning. Now, if you haven't got a copy, or a good copy of the New Testament Psalms, we'd be pleased to give you one, but there's a proviso to that. That is, not only will we give you one, but we expect you to pass it on to somebody who hasn't got one and would need one. And they're nice copies, aren't they, David? They're on the bench there. Well, who are Gideons? Well, there's quite a lot of us around, over 300,000 around the world, in 198 countries now. Every year they gain from when they started, which they did in America just over a century ago. And since then, they've given out nearly 2 billion copies of the scriptures in various forms. There's some you can come and have a look. We hope you'll come and have a look at the display up here, because it tells you, and I'm not going into them all, but where we actually place them in our locality here around Lincoln. We are fellow Christians. We have, or have had in our cases, a supervisory type of job in our careers, and we live in the Lincoln area and belong to church like yours. In fact, David and I belong to Nettle Methodist Church, so happens, but the other members go to all sorts of churches as well. Not that we have too many present time in our branch, and we're keen to find out people who would like to come and join us in this work. It's very good. We give out testaments into about 18 different secondary schools in our locality. Unfortunately, we've lost one or two due to the attitude of the people who are in charge of them. Some heads and some chairmen of governors don't like the Bible. They're very humanistic in approach and so on. And they deprive their youngsters of receiving a nice little testament. However, we do put quite a lot out, and we put them out in lifeboat stations, we put them out in places like the holiday camp of Butlins at Skegness. 1,600 copies are scattered around all the living places there. Now, Gideons really have two objectives. One is to help people who don't know Jesus of the Bible to come to faith in him, having looked at it and having been persuaded that this is a worthwhile book to read. Many people, thousands and millions indeed, people around the world are picking it up. And it's the largest circulated book in the world. Roughly 2/5 of the world's population of 7 billion people rate themselves as Christians and believe and have the Christian faith. So we're not doing too badly in getting out over the time 2 billion copies. We would like you to be engaged in this as well, if you can. We would invite you to help us out, and we'll say more about that later. The second objective is to distribute these testaments and Bibles that we've got. We put them in all these places, which some of which I've just mentioned, but I'll add one or two to localities, ones here. That is Lincoln Prison. Lincoln Prison, the inmates, as they go in, get offered a copy of the New Testament and Psalm. Similar sort of one to this, slightly different colour, that's all. And believe you me, these, I used to be a prison visitor, and I'm conscious of how big a help it has been to people who have got a copy there. And many of them have found that Jesus Christ is exactly who he says he is, the Son of God, who is able and capable of changing their lives and putting them on the right path. Good place when you made such a mess of it to end up in prison. Now, one of the important ways in which we spread news about ourselves is having a little magazine which gives lots of testimonies as to people who have found that way into the kingdom of God. And we're now going to show you in a minute a video, DVD, and David's going to say a little word or two about that before he does.
Yep. As John has mentioned, the testimonies now, and the fact that we place Bibles in hotel rooms, we give Bibles to year sevens at assemblies, 11-year-olds that is, and all over prisons and all sorts of places. And that, other than praying over the presentations or the placements, that is all we do. The rest is done by God's Holy Spirit. And how do we know what God's Holy Spirit has done? We get testimonies. Now, this is what John mentioned. We get a quarterly leaflet to all Gideon members and to all friends. Now, this quarterly leaflet is full of testimonies. And it's absolutely marvellous. And I want to share with you a testimony about a lady who was, life was changed by one of these Bibles in a hotel room. Before I do that, I just want to read a little introduction that our chief executive wrote in the last magazine. Now, I'll just share this with you. And it's about a hotel Bibles. Many, many testimonies bear witness to the power of God's word to transform lives in a hotel bedroom. Men and women have entered a bedroom intent on taking their own lives and been wonderfully saved because the word of God was there when they needed it most. Heavy hearts have been lightened. Lonely souls have found comfort. Marriages have been saved. And countless others simply had the joy of being able to turn to the scriptures before going to sleep. Now, I'd like to share this testimony. It's a lady, middle age, I suppose, whose life was completely changed by the scriptures in her hotel bedroom. Thank you.
As a young girl, I grew up in a single mum family. As a young child of three, when my father left the home, when my parents divorced, it broke my heart. I was quite a shy little girl, and I became quite unhappy. And by the time I was 15, I was taking drugs and drinking a lot of alcohol, and I dropped out of school. And as a consequence to all of this, I became deeply depressed and very unhappy. And by the age of 25, I had been looking and searching for love and hadn't found it, and just really thought, what's the point of living? And I decided that I wanted to end my life. Nobody knew this. Obviously God did. I didn't believe in God at the time. At the time I had nowhere to live. I had no job and really had no prospects at all. And my mum lived up north and had a small hotel up there. And she said I could stay in one of the rooms there until I found somewhere. So I was on a train up to the north of England, and I stopped off on the way to see my brother and his wife. I didn't tell them what was going on in my heart, in my life. So I'd always known that my brother and sister-in-law were born-again Christians, and I used to really laugh about them, and I used to make fun of them. But also what I did notice with them was that they had a peace, and they had a peace that I never had. And as I was about to leave to get on the train to go back up north, my sister-in-law began to tell me about Jesus. And she told me on many occasions about Jesus and it being of no relevance to me. And to me, Jesus was somebody out of a children's storybook. He wasn't real and he could have no relevance in my life. And for some reason that day, I wanted to hear. And I just said to her, he couldn't love me because I've done so many awful things. There was a little conflict going on in my head, you know, what if this is real? What if it isn't? What if it is? And I decided, actually, if this is real, then I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. She began to tell me that Jesus is here right now in the room, and he's holding his arms out to you. So I said to my sister-in-law, what do I do? What do I do to receive Jesus? And she said, you just pray. So that's when I got down on my hands and knees, and I prayed, and I asked him to forgive me, and I asked him to come into my life and help me. All I can say is that I was filled with hope. I knew that somehow things would be okay from now on. I left her home to go up north to stay at my mum's hotel. And I ended up in this hotel room, and I sat there. And I felt quite lonely. And I saw a Bible on the bedside table. As I picked up the Bible, I was very daunted by the amount of words there was and how big the book was. Being dyslexic and not really reading very much at all, I found it quite hard, so I put the Bible down. But this instinct in me was so strong to read the Bible that I picked it up again. And I just, the thoughts came to me, you know, what do you do with a book? You always open it at the beginning and start at the beginning. So I did. And at the beginning of each Bible that's placed by the Gideons, there's helps in every situation or any circumstance that you're going through. And at that particular time, I was sat in a room on my own, And I felt lonely and I just wanted to know the peace of God. As I was reading the Bible, God led me to scriptures that he knew that I needed to read. It was as if God was just sat there next to me on the bed, speaking words of love and peace straight into my heart. And they were the two things that I'd looked for and craved for. I'd taken drugs. I'd done lots of things that were wrong. In a way, I was looking for what God was just pouring into my heart there and then. And I didn't put the Bible down. I held on to this Bible. I read it. And I even had it in my bed with me and slept with it, everything. And it was, I just found God's word to be an absolute comfort. God has been so wonderful to me. He's given me wonderful friends. He's given me a lovely husband and blessed us with four wonderful children. He took away the depression. When he filled my heart with his hope, it took away the depression that I had. I think God has a plan and a purpose for each one of us. And God knew exactly what I was going to do that day. He knew where I was going to be, but he gave me the decision to make. I really wanted to say thank you to the Gideons who faithfully place Bibles in so many places, in prisons, in schools, so many different places. And for me, it was in a hotel room. And I was just very grateful that that Bible was there when I needed a Bible. If that Bible hadn't have been there in that hotel room, I don't really know whether I'd be here now. Recently, I met somebody and she said, oh, the Gideons. I'm a member of the Gideons. We go into the schools and the prisons and we give out the Bibles. And I just at that point just said, I really want to thank you. And she asked me if I wanted to become a member, of which I said, yeah, I would love to. And since becoming a member, I've had the opportunity to give out lots of Bibles. The one thing that my husband and I really love to do is we love to go on the streets and speak to people who are homeless and be able to tell them that there is hope in the name of Jesus. And if they would like, they can have a Bible too.
When I was... That's just one of the many testimonies received. And it's really encouragement to us all. You know, it means that our efforts and just placing a Bible is showing fruit. And it's a wonderful feeling, that is. So I would encourage you to, if you go to a hotel, to see if there is a Gideon's Bible there. And if there isn't, go down to the reception and ask them if they have them. And if they don't, let us know and we will inform the local branch nearest that hotel and they will contact them and offer to place Bibles there. But unless we get this information, we don't know. Delia and I went to a hotel just before Christmas and there weren't any Bibles. So we went in to the reception, asked them, and a big chain of hotels, and they said, although they didn't, many of the other hotels in the chain did. And I contacted National Office, who contacted Cambridge, which was their local branch, and they have been there now. Now, whether they've placed Bibles or not, I do not know yet. But if they have, I'm sure there will be experiences like this lady have. It's a wonderful thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in working in people's lives and bringing them to Christ. John.
It's really great that we have the opportunity to go into all these places. But I want to talk a little bit now about your part in it, as it were. David said that when we give them out, we leave it then to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also is encouraged very much by our friends. And there's some leaflets up here, which I'd like you to take if you would like to become a friend of Gideon's. We've got about 40 to 50 people who are friends to the Lincoln branch, which covers an area which goes right out to Skegness, to north to the Market Raisin, coming east to west, sorry, to the edge of Lincoln here, and down south just to some of the schools down there as well. Because there are two other branches in Lincoln here. We're formed together in zones, as you might expect, which cover the whole country. And each of these is on a similar pattern. Relatively small groups of us. Now people ask, where's the money come from? Well, the money comes from really three sources. It comes quite considerably from the members themselves, because they found it so important to have a copy of scriptures available to people. They are also what we have called scripture blitzes around the country, and these need servicing too. So some of the money from our members' funds go to that particular purpose. The second and very important source is from the churches. Some churches just agree to give so much per year out from their funds. Others say, we've got a school just down the road there, we'll pray for that church and we'll also fund the church to finance that amount for that particular school. We go to Cherry William, for example. I was there the other week. Which is a relatively small school, there's only about 55 first years there. In a couple of weeks' time, we shall be going to North Gestephen School, and that's got 210 pupils. And various people and various churches like to be associated with a particular school, and that's where the Gideons come in there. And then, thirdly, we have people who leave us money in their wills and things like that, or a part of their wills, and that's a very good way. Also on the table, you'll see another outreach here, which where people want to commemorate a particular occasion. It might be a success in the exams. It might be a wedding. It might be also a funeral. They like to remember people by, instead of sending flowers, they send some testament money. So those are the various ways. And do come and have a look afterwards, please, for this. But we would particularly ask that you think about us supporting us in prayer. Prayer is the only thing that drives things. Prayer and the Word of God is so powerful and so effective. I've been a Christian now coming up towards 60 years, and I just value all those years when the Word of God has been so helpful in the everyday situations of life, the good things and the bad things that go wrong sometimes. How God is so gracious and can help us so much. And it's all there in your Word. This little Bible, or big Bible, all over the place, as you will see from there. If you're really poorly in hospital, you can get one there too. If you're in the forces, they've even got one there which got camouflage on it, on the outside. So you can't be picked off. Good thought. And talking of the hospitals, by the way, there's also a special one for using in high dependency wards, which is such that it can be completely germ-free. It's the surface is such that you wipe it across with the usual wipe, and it's okay. So if you know of people who are in hospital, you're visiting them, don't forget to take the opportunity to say, have you looked at your testament? Have you looked at, oh, I didn't know we had one in there. Or they say, oh yes, I found one in there. It was useful and helpful to that. It was really nice to pick it up and be able to read it. And even the nurses have a little white one they can use. But do come and have a word with us afterwards, please, so we can tell you a bit more. Give you the form here, which you can fill in, or you can write it on the chart there, so that we can send you information if you'd like to know more about it. So can we just pray for the work of the Gideons just now and ask the Lord's blessing upon it. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you that you supply us with the instructions for life in your Bible, a wonderful book that's come down through the centuries. How we thank you that there's so many Bibles and scriptures that are out there in the world. Sometimes they're hidden away on the corner of a shelf or in a drawer, and just when the occasion arises, they suddenly realize that they need to consult the Word of God. Oh God, but Holy Spirit touches their hearts. We pray for such people, Lord. We pray for those who are in the prison at Lincoln there. We thank you that they're offered there, and many men do take them. And we pray, Lord, for all the work right away across the world, where thousands and thousands of copies of your word go out. And even in these places where the refugees are stacking up in countries next to where they used to live, we thank you that there are ones available there too. Bless us, we pray, as we read it. May it be a source of comfort to each one of us. May it be an instrument which we can use to help other people to find Jesus and all his wonders. And it is in his name that we ask you these things now. Amen. Amen.
Just to say thank you to David and John for sharing about Gideon's. It's interesting to hear all the different places you might pick up a Bible that they've provided, and the place that we have in that plan, they're able to contribute or able just to pray. More importantly, to pray, isn't it, for the work that goes on. So thank you for sharing that. I'm going to just reflect on that a bit more later on, but we'll sing another song first.